win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. We did win this election.
Well, there's Donald Trump. Let's get some insight now. Let's speak now to Dr. Robert Gucci, who is a senior lecturer in critical digital media practice at Lancaster University. Also wrote The Trump Presidency, Journalism and Democracy. Robert, he's claiming a big win. Is he right?
Well, you know, it's interesting. He kind of has always been in his own sort of reality, and certainly even in the White House, it didn't sound like very many people were wearing masks when they were cheering, kind of indicative of the way that they've been treating the coronavirus situation as well. But, you know, I've dug my heels in with my prediction that he's going to take it either through the real vote or through a court session. And in his mind, he has already won it, which is absolutely amazing because you need 270 of these electoral votes. Biden has 227 and Trump has 213 with major states still outstanding. So calling it early is quite brazen.
He's calling it early and all the votes haven't been counted yet.
Well, and so the thing that the COVID situation brought to us, despite all of the horribleness, is mass exodus of people going out with their mail-in ballots. But that's also what's giving us a bit of a challenge now, because in places like Pennsylvania, which is one of those major swing states we're looking at, they don't start counting those until Election Day, whereas other states started a couple weeks ago. So it's going to be a couple days before we have the official numbers. But the thing that brought out millions and millions of early voters, which some people are saying went to Joe Biden, while people standing in line may have voted more towards Donald Trump, those votes are the ones that are holding us up a bit. But it maybe should be a lesson to the American people that this type of democracy can't be done in a day, no matter what. And we need to think about things going a little bit slower.
How do you feel when your president stands in the White House and basically says he wants, even though the election, all the votes haven't been counted, he wants them to stop counting, doesn't he? He wants them to stop counting and he says they've won. How do you feel as a American when he says that?
Well, to be clear, that's not the worst thing that Donald Trump has said. He's made much worse. You know, so let's just put that out there. That's not the worst thing he said. But I think it is going into a bit of semantics here in terms of voting and counting, right? And he's in one way not one to mince words, but also he conflates a lot of different things. Certainly, nobody wants there to be an end to voting, although polls do close, and they always have closed. Even if they've been extended by an hour or two, they do close. Now, unofficially, I think polls have never really stopped, some people, from voting after a particular time. If you're in line, you tend to get to vote. But this is counting now, and his concern is that Democrats are going to find 100,000 votes or something sitting in a corner or delayed in the postal service, and that's going to switch the win to Biden. So, you know, if he were to come out and say stop counting, that would be even worse than saying stop voting. But again, that's not the worst thing he's done.
But he's saying that there's going to be fraud and that there is no evidence of fraud at all, is there?
You know, that we had a really clean election, it looks like. Very few disruptions on the ground. Other years we've had machines break down across the entire country, disruptions from protests and whatnot. And it was actually a pretty clean day. What's going to be fraudulent is probably how one or both camps use the court system, which Donald Trump actually stacked at the federal level and, of course, at the Supreme Court level, how they use the courts to supersede the American voter, just like they did in 2000 when the Supreme Court awarded George Bush the presidency over Al Gore, who had in all intents and purposes, won the election. But also remember the Electoral College, the numbers that were actually counting towards that 270 aren't necessarily representative of the popular vote. So if we're talking about fraudulent behavior, we have to ask if that Electoral College is part of that system.
How's this going to end?
Well, I'm still going to say, you know, at least in Donald Trump's mind, I'm right that he thinks he won. I think he'll find a way to take this into the courts either way. But we are seeing some really interesting trends, like Arizona being flipped to the Democrats for the first time since 1996. So, you know, Joe Biden might have this, but we're waiting out these major states. But I'm going to keep my heels dug in and say that the American public likes the visceral nature of Donald Trump, unfortunately, and he'll take it. So we'll see if I'm right or wrong.
Okay. Yes, we will. Robert, thanks for joining us. A little late for travel, 8:51.
BBC Radio Lancashire Travel.